So once again, we welcome all of you to church physically. Like Pastor Oyero said, there are some we have not seen face to face for over 3 months. Thank God for your lives. Thank God for the meetings in the house, in the houses, in the cell groups in the last 3 months. We are grateful to God for blessing us with faithful leaders who took care of the sheep while we were not meeting physically. Let's clap for our cell leaders and our other leaders. God bless you. And we welcome our online viewers, members of New Covenant Church, who are worshiping with us at home today, members of Agori Center and other branches, and everyone that has joined us. The Lord that is blessing us here in Ibadan, Nigeria today, wherever you are today, the Lord will bless you too in Jesus' name. So I want to thank the pastors and the leaders for holding the fort, for praying, for interceding, for strategizing and planning in preparation for our coming back to church physically. I want to thank God for all members of the committee that has been working in the last few weeks. God has blessed us with people in the medical profession, a professor of medicine, medical consultants, nurses, and lab scientists, virologists, who have been meeting with us in the last few weeks to prepare for our come down. This place has been decontaminated. Put your hands together for the Lord. So physically speaking, there's no virus on this ground. Thank God for our medical personnel. Thank God for the ushers, the covenant marshals, and the committee put together that has been planned. I am sure you have seen the new wash and basins. So I'd like to greet you, Ekwa Walomio. Somebody said, why should I be washing my hands when I do not want to eat? I'm used to washing hands only when I want to eat. So we want to thank God for your lives. God bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why are we meeting physically? Why not remain at home? I'm sure following the estimation and the projections of the medical professionals, these protocols will be with us for some time. Have you heard that? That is not about to go. This wearing of face masks, I wore my face mask until I came to the platform. And I'm not wearing here because there's nobody 3 meters beside me. Somebody wore a face mask and had to put on his vest his picture without the face mask. That it is me, Alex. So after the Life African Service, I was going, somebody greeted me, and I greeted her like this, and she came near and said, Pastor, I know you didn't recognize me. It is me, oh. This is a new normal. And we are told it will be with us for some time. So should we stay away from coming together physically for 1 year or more? Since we have started going to work, we have started going to our shops, we have started going to banks, we as a church, by the grace of God, have tried all we know how to make us safe. Like I said, a committee has been meeting and planning for weeks. The washing basins have been erected, and sanitizers that you need to use your hand to press have been put there. Arrangements have been made physically. And we know that we here in New Covenant Church Agori Center are law-abiding people. We have seen everybody keeping to the regulations. We have done our best. But besides our best is that we have God. His name is Jehovah. The Bible says, he that keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. He has watched over us in the last 3 months, isn't it? You have gone to bank, haven't you? Many have gone through public transport in the last 3 months, haven't you? We have gone to shops. You have gone to market. Women, mothers, can you do without going to the market? Yet the Lord in his mercy has kept us. What we have tried to do is that this level of safety here is higher than the average outside. So we have done our best physically. That nobody that is named by our name, because of God's mercy, not because we are good, we will fulfill all righteousness keep to the protocols of the professionals, and trust God to watch over us. No one that belongs to you, no one that belongs to you, no one that belongs to you shall contract coronavirus in Jesus' name. My Bible tells me that no plague shall come near our dwelling. Even your house help, those who live with you, your staff who work for you, because of the covenant of life with you, they are covered. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He will watch over you. Your house is Goshen. You didn't hear me? Your children in Nigeria, outside Nigeria, wherever they are, they dwell in Goshen. The Lord will keep them. The Lord will watch over them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So good to see all of you. My sister, is our architect. Good to see you. My regards to him. Brother Yemi. And Sister Ebie, has he been delivering my message? I suspect not every time I ask him to greet you. I suspect it's not every time he's been greeting you. Not every time. You accept. Baba and Mama Disa. We have only two Babas, Baba Jao and Baba Disa. And all of you that I can't mention your names, God bless you. Brother Emmanuel, Kedu, God bless you. Good to see all of you. So let's go into God's word today in Psalm 84. It has 12 verses. We'll read the whole of the 12 verses. Psalm 84, from verse 1 through to verse 12. Psalm 84, from verse 1 through to verse 12. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. You didn't hear me. Amen. I said, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Amen. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. May the Lord bless his words into our hearts. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let's read verse 11 together. Verse 11, everybody at the same time. Two, please read. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. So the subject on which I'll be sharing this morning is God is a sun and shield. God is a sun and shield. As we return to church physically, as we return to normal activities, going to work, going to school, perhaps going to your place of business, God is sending this word to you today to remind you, in case you have forgotten, or because of all that is happening around us, in case it has escaped our mind, that your God that my God, that your God is a sun and his shield. The psalmist here was describing how he felt longing for the presence of God. He said, rather than dwell in the tents of wicked doers, of wickedness, I would prefer to come to the house of God. He said, because God, I know you are a sun and you are a shield. What does it mean if we describe God as a sun? You know that God is not sun, but we are using that thing that he created, sun, to explain some attributes of God. Two major attributes of the sun, there are many that you can think of, but I want to mention two. One is that the sun provides warmth. When there is cold and the sun rises, the weather becomes warm. In other words, it provides comfort. That's talking about comfort for the children, for the adults. So, God is assuring you that he is to you a God of comfort. In whatever way you have been discomfited, in whatever way you have suffered loss, in whatever way you have suffered or experienced deprivation, God will comfort you. You didn't hear me. I said, my God will comfort you. Many who are business people, as the year was starting, got money, raised capital to buy goods, to sell. And suddenly there was a lockdown. You have goods, you cannot sell. Probably you borrowed the money at interest. Interest is mounting. Income that you projected is not coming. If you are in this situation, may the Lord comfort you. Some were about to start work, a new job, and they said, please stop. Some had been working, they were laid off. Some were not laid off, their salaries was laid off. No salaries, because employers have not been earning income, so where would they pay from? Whatever discomfort you have experienced, wherever the shoe is pinching, my prayer is that God of all comfort will comfort you. He will bring his warmth to your cold situation. He will bring respite in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some have lost opportunities, interviews, visa interviews, opportunities to travel abroad. I know somebody who said he has booked a ticket. The family is outside the country. And they asked the grandma to come and stay so that daddy and mommy can travel. In the course of work for 3 months, they came, and grandma and daddy and mommy and children indoor for 3 months, planned, scuttled. This can be very uncomfortable. Only you know where you are feeling the discomfort. I may not know, but I'm assuring you today that God is God who to you is a son. I pray it will bring comfort to you. In a very, very personal way, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God being a sun also means it shines light. So not only does it bring comfort, it brings light. If there is darkness all through the night, you can't see your left from your right. At dawn, when the sun rises, you start to see. So sun brings light. God is assuring you this morning that as he stands as sun in your life, he will bring light to your darkness. Wherever darkness is, by darkness I mean things you should know that you do not know. Things that are shrouded in secrecy, in mystery, and you are confused. Now what do I do? This first half is ending on Tuesday. So what is going to happen second half? I'm confused, so you think. All my plans have been scuttled. God, who is a son, will beam his light to your situation. And two things the light can do. One is to bring revelation, to reveal what you should know that you do not know, to show you what was lost and you should find. I said in the earlier service that this week, in the last few days, in our house, I saw something we've been looking for about 2 weeks. Tiny thing. And we were looking for it. Search everywhere. Where is this thing? Where did it drop? Where has it broken? Where is it? We know it could not have gone anywhere. And just yesterday or day before yesterday, I was on the couch in the living room. And I just put my hand and I felt something. This is the thing, small, tiny thing we've been looking for 2 weeks. I was so delighted, so happy that God, you preserved this thing. And you helped me to see it. You helped us to see it. Whatever you have lost, whatever you have misplaced, whatever you should see that you have not seen, God will beam his light. And you will see it. It will bring revelation to your situation. You will know what to do. Second thing light does, aside revelation, is that it provides direction. When light shines, you know which way to take. You know where there's a gutter. You know where there's a blockade. You know whether you should turn right, you should turn left. So God is assuring you that as light to you, he is there to give you direction. If there's any time you and I need direction, it is now. So much ground has been lost. We can't afford to beat about the bush. We can't afford to play lottery. Will I win? Will I not win? No. We must be able to know exactly what to do. Lord, 6 months is gone. Concerning what you told me about this year, you said I should be fruitful and multiply. What steps do you want me to take now? What would you have me do? Where would you want me to go? When do you want me to move? How do you want me to move? All these are instructions that God can give you as he gives us direction. So my dear brothers and sisters, God is a son to give you revelation, to give you direction. And he says it's a shield. That is clear to many of us. A shield is for protection. So that is saying that God to you, God to me, is our protection. But in trusting God for protection, God expects us to fulfill all righteousness. You know, the Bible says, add work to your faith. James. There are some stipulations, some regulations by medical professionals. They are scientists. They have seen this type of pandemic before, or they have read about it, and they have given us advice. My brothers, my sisters, do not let us spiritualize things and say, I'm a Christian. If you're a Christian, Brother David Ishola, if you're a Christian, if you see a trailer coming at wrong high speed, will you go in before it? God expects us to apply wisdom. So those who are knowledgeable have told us some things we need to do. One, wear face masks. Especially when you are outside your house. And I would like to ask, and that's what we do in our house, when we have visitors who are not members of our family to our house, before they come in, we put on the mask. And they also put on the mask, and they wash their hands. So, let us obey what the regulation says. Wear mask. I was wearing a mask until I came, and immediately I come down from this platform, I'm going to put on my mask. That's what these times demand. Mask should not be on our chin. You know, it has become a status symbol. My mask is more beautiful than yours. Yours is white, mine is blue. Mine is medical. It is for a function. It covers the nose and the mouth. Let's wear, this is mine. Immediately I come down, I wear it. It's not for fashion. It's not for show. Yes, I agree, some people complain I can't breathe. I found out from my little experience, you will get used to it. When I started using it to 30 minutes, 1 hour, I'm feeling uncomfortable. But now, I go out 6 hours without removing it. I found that it's just a new normal we have to get used to. And I was told, a doctor said, they use it in the theater, in an enclosed space, and go through surgery for 6 hours. So that means it is safe. Please let us obey and use masks when you are outside the house. And thank God for the new transparent plastic. Good. CDC said this last week, in addition to the transparent plastic, you should wear a mask underneath. My dear brothers and sisters, if you are going to have the transparent mask, white plastic, it is in addition, not a substitute to the face mask. Let's obey that. Social distancing. 2 meters, no handshake, no hugging. I feel like hugging many people here this morning. I've not seen you for 3 months. I should hug you, but this is a different time. I can only hug you and say, I hug you afar off. Or I give you, I chalk knock with you. Or give you high five 2 feet, 2 meters away. This is what these times demand. Wash your hands and use sanitizer. Avoid touching your face. And go out only if it is absolutely necessary. At this time, let us reduce going out. Go out for something. Come back to your house, which is your refuge. Having done this, we should trust the Lord to protect us. We should just fulfill our righteousness and depend on Him. The Bible says, he that keeps Israel, is that in your Bible? He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He says, no plague shall come near your dwelling. He says, I will take disease from the midst of you. Is that in your Bible? He says, no disease that I allow to come upon the children of Egypt will I allow to come upon you, because I'm the Lord that heals you. So God is your shield. Can you say, God is my shield? Beat your chest and say, God is my shield. And so the last verse of our passages in Psalm 84 verse 12 says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. As we go through this period, we need to trust the Lord more and more to help us to win this fight against COVID-19. We need to depend upon Him. I remember this song. You are too faithful to fail me. Is that it? Have you heard it before? Have you heard it? It was only the youth. You are too faithful to fail me. God is too faithful than to fail. He didn't fail the people who served Him in the Bible. He didn't fail the people who served Him generations before us. He cannot start to fail now. Let us trust Him. Do not allow fear to captivate you. Jesus, God loves you so much that He allowed His Son to die for you. What else? Will He now surrender you to death or to sickness or to evil? Trust Him. He says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. I am blessed because I trust in God. You are blessed because you trust in God. So let's trust the Lord, because it says in this passage, the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Nothing good, anything you have lost, anything that you desire, anything that is your prayer to him, that is his will. The Bible says he will not withhold it from you. I want to assure you that as we live today, you are moving into a season of testimonies. Amen. That what had been difficult before now, what had been impossible before now, because you have taken God as your son and shield, because you have put your trust in him, you will start to have them in the name of Jesus. Let's stand up to pray. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. Before we go this morning, I want you to make a prayer request to the Lord. It's very likely to be something you've been praying for before, but I want you to remind God about it today. Just one thing. Don't pray about two things, please. Lord, you said I will move from strength to strength when I appear before you in Zion. I've left my house, and for the first time in 3 months, I've come to fellowship with my fellow children of yours. This is my request, dear Lord, for myself, for my wife, for my husband, and for my children, or for my life. Just one request. Please make the request as you pray today. Of your prayers. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you once again for bringing us together physically for the first time in 3 months. And thank you for sending your word to us, reassuring us that to us, you are our God. And you are to us a son and a shield. That you will direct us, you will give us comfort, and you will protect us. But that we need to trust you. Your people have prayed. They have made their desires known to you. Your word says the desires of the righteous shall be granted. You say, when we ask anything according to your will, you will do it. I ask their Father, what your children have asked from you this morning, that in your mercy you will answer them. And give them their heart's desires according to your will. Let their joy be full. As we move out today, let it be into a season of testimonies. And let us always have cause to praise and rejoice in you. We thank you, Father. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.